What's going on, hockey fans? Welcome to another episode of Full Press Panthers. I'm your host, Arthur Hurst, and today we're going to recap this Battle of South Florida, the last one of the year between the Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. This one was bittersweet because the Panthers, they lost, but they did win the regular season series against the Tampa Bay Lightning, so the Panthers walk out of here, out of this season, actually, with the Battle of South Florida. So hey, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. You would have loved to get that regular season series sweep, and hey, you didn't finish on a high note, right? But you didn't finish on a low note. They could have absolutely finished this one on a low note. It was brutal. 4-0. They let themselves get down 4-0 and were able to somehow bounce back and get it and lose 5-3. Made a heck of a comeback, but it was too little too late. But at least they were staying with it and staying aggressive. 38-5 and shots on goal over the last two periods. And think about this, right? 45-19-4 in the season. But for the first time in 2 months, the Panthers have lost two straight games. Which means that after those L's, right, they've been able to get W's. And I'm talking about wins in a row. Right, so the Panthers, very good job of being able to bounce back after tough losses. 41-20 scoring chance advantage in favor of the Panthers. 4.61 to 2.41 in expected goals advantage of the Panthers, according to naturalstattrick.com. Let's go ahead and get into this one because this one was eventful, right? It started off very, very rocky, but it finished pretty well. Steven Stamkos was able to start things off for his team, the Lightning. Able to get a 2-on-1 rush opportunity. Got it past Brandon Montour and got it past Sergei Bobrovsky to make it 1-0. Then Michael Yzerman, initially, Bobrovsky was able to stop his first attempt, but he was able to stay with it, get his own rebound opportunity, and make it 2-0 at the 13:21 mark. Going into the second period, the Panthers decided to switch up their lines. Right, head coach Paul Maurice said, "You know what? I had enough. You gave up a goal just 20 seconds into the first period, and you gave up another one. It was very rough to watch." So he was like, "You know what? We're going to throw in a wrinkle. Carter Verhaeghe, we're going to promote you to the top line. Vladimir Tarasenko, we're going to downgrade you to the third. And then Evan Rodriguez, we're going to move you up to the second line. The fourth line remained untouched. Go out there, let's see what happens." Well, what happened was the Lightning decided to just keep the foot on the neck of the Panthers and keep piling up the score. Anthony DeClaire and Darren Radish, able to keep the thing going for the Lightning. 3-0 at the 3:02 mark. And right now I know Bobrovsky, he's got to be frustrated. The defense has to be frustrated, right? Understandably so. Where can we turn and just get something going for us just to get on the board? So Josh Mahura was able to take things into his own hands, chaotic possession, and now able to fire it past Andre Vasilevsky. Finally, the Panthers got on the board. But the referee said, "Hang on a second, hold on. We're going to take it off the scoreboard because Dmitry Kulikov, match penalty for elbowing just a hair before the lamp went off. Listen, if he gets that match penalty after, I'm okay with it. It's 3-1. It is what it is. Now, the Lightning are like, "You know what? We're going to make it 4-0. That's exactly what they did. 5-on-4, our power play opportunity. Now 5-on-3, after the Panthers got another penalty in this one. Steven Stamkos gets his second goal on the night from his soft spot, the left circle, to make it 4-0 at the 6:59 mark. Man, oh man. We're in deep waters right here. It's the trenches. It's like, oh no. And it's at home, right? In front of the Panthers faithful. Man, how do you let yourself get down big at home like this?" But Matthew Tkachuk, he was able to finally get the Panthers on the board. The Lightning, they had a 5-on-4 power play opportunity. Tkachuk able to get it past the defense and past Vasilevsky. Now at the 8:23 mark, it's 4-1. First shorthanded goal of Tkachuk's career. And the Panthers now able to find some momentum. Sam Reinhart able to get the loose puck and put it past Vasilevsky to make it 4-2 at the 11:55 mark. And now, 53 seconds on a 5-on-3 power play opportunity later on in the second period, the Panthers, let's see what they're able to do. Are you able to continue closing the gap? They cannot. That Lightning defense was steadfast and immovable, playing very, very well. But Vasilevsky was caught off guard in the third period at the 16:08 mark, made a 4-3. Sam Reinhart did exactly what he needed to do, put his team behind just one. And also, let's pause a little bit. Shout out to Sam Reinhart, third player in franchise history to have 10 multi-goal games in one season. And now he needs just two more to join the Hall of Famer Pavel Bure as the only two players in franchise history to hit the 50-goal mark. He can do it. He will do it. He will undoubtedly be able to reach that. He will reach that 50-goal mark, right? But the Panthers, let's tie it up. Let's tie this game up, right? Let's get back to the action. Alexander Barkov, the captain. It looked like he had a goal. But Andre Vasilevsky, who played out of his mind, by the way, in this one, robbed Barkov, and that it was a killer save. It was a nice one, I'm not going to lie. That was the biggest save of the night for Vasilevsky. He played his butt off, like I said. Save of the night for him. 47 saves. He had 9 high-danger stops in this one, and that save he had on Barkov was one of them. If he does not get this save, it's a tie hockey game at the crib. The Panthers faithful, you know, are going to go crazy. The momentum right now is in favor of the Panthers. Oh, if they get that goal and tie this one up, who knows what happens in this one? Who knows if the Panthers probably come out with the win? And then empty net opportunity for the Lightning. Nikita Kucherov was able to get the exclamation goal for the Lightning. Made it 5-3 with 1 minute and 32 seconds left. In regulation. Hey man, listen. You get down 4-0, right? You're not just playing against your opponent. You're playing against the clock. You're playing against penalties. You're playing against all these other facets of the game that you just gotta exert all this energy, right? In as short amount of time as possible to get back into it. And like I said, they got back into it, right? But it was just too little too late for the Florida Panthers in this one. Looking at the stats of this game, hey man, the Panthers, again, 38-5 shot advantage those last two periods. And they killed the Lightning in shots on goal, 50-16. They also outhit them 25-15. But Vasilevsky stood tall, 47 stops. Oh my God. God, hey, talk about, valiant effort, great effort by Vasilevsky in this one. 38-2 faceoff win advantage in favor of the Lightning. Both teams had 7 power plays apiece. The Lightning had 16 block shots to the Panthers' 10. The Lightning had 2 takeaways and 15 giveaways to the Panthers' 13 takeaways and 13 giveaways. More stats to look at in this one. Florida led 80-37 in shot attempts. Sam Reinhart is just the 6th player in NHL history to record 32 goals on special teams. Hey man, that's number one. That's the number one player right now on the Panthers squad. And definitely he's got to be a top 5, top 10 at least MVP candidate on the season. He's playing outstanding. And again, he's going to reach that 50-goal mark. Mark my words, he's going to reach it. The Panthers, again, allowing just 5 shots on goal. So the defense was there. The defense was there for the Panthers those last two periods. It's just that Vasilevsky, he came to play. He came to play, man. Again, 50 shots on goal. You stopped 47. Oh my goodness. Talk about being in a bag, man. Ridiculous. And Florida went 6-for-7 on the penalty kill against Tampa Bay's top-ranked power play. So, hey, man, what can you do? right? It is what it is, right? Just move on to the next one. Finish things off, we're going to look at what head coach Paul Maurice and his squad had to say. And, you know, even though it was a tough loss, right, you're down early, you did claw back. So head coach Paul Maurice, he said, you know what, there's some things that we can take away from this. We've been really good at learning from those kinds of things and then going on runs and playing our best hockey. When I say I'm fine with it, don't get me wrong. You're not in a good mood and you don't like losing games. But if you lose, you better learn. And we can learn. I'm more comfortable tonight than I was after Dallas. Sam Reinhart, he said it best. We've kind of dug ourselves a hole in the last couple, but our game is there. It works when we're executing. You just can't let yourself get down that big. You just can't let it happen. And then we're going to leave things off with Matthew Tkachuk. We've definitely played way better when it was 4-0, but we can't let it go to 4-0. That's on us. We gave up way too many good chances early. That's not our game. That's not what's going to make us successful. Indeed, especially when the playoffs are right around the corner. You don't want to end the regular season on a mid note. I won't say low because this team is too good to end on low notes. You don't want to end on a mid note. You want to end on a high note for sure. But the Panthers are now able to get a few days rest and they will be returning to the ice to host the Nashville Predators at Amerant Bank Arena Thursday, 7:30 Eastern. Enjoy the break. They definitely are going to need it. Get that W. Right, return and get that win against the Predators. Right, it's going to be a battle of the jungle for sure in this next game. But tune into the next episode of Florida Full Press Panthers. I'm your host, Arthur Hurst, and I'm signing off.